what happened to her. I don't keep up with her.
Well, the reason I know is the hand I was thinking about was the you know, Mr. Miss come down church.
I don't believe I know them.
Anyway, somehow the one of them were married to one of these and they have these two boys. And they were cousins or something. I just got to thinking, and I thought, well, that would have to be either your sister-in-law or your mother, your aunt, that old Miss Coker.
That may be the lady that talked to me that one day when you was with me, you know, and she was some kid.
Both married the Evans or something. Well, what Culpepper was your folks, your mother and father?
One of the older seven, she had my granddaddy was.
You mind your wife?
See, that was my granddaddy.
I just moved the speak up now. I got to hear my snow.
He used to come over there on the highway. What's the highway now through there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But he owned 12 and a half acres when I was a boy there. He sold part of that drive.
Mm-hmm.
I find horses and mules all after that. It run on some back to Boyd's Road.
Mm-hmm.
And we had little pine orchards down there. And when we didn't have nothing planted in those fields, I used to ride horses. drive up cows on. And it was like being in the country.
Uh-huh.
And yet, right here.
Just two or three blocks from where we are now. Well, what was your mother's name?
My mother's name was Rita May. She was Rita May Cook, and she married.
Uh-huh.
Now my daddy, people come from Holland.
Holland?
Mm-hmm.
Now somebody asked me if your name was German. Said Sindel sounded like a German, and what Holland's close to.
That's what they did that.
Uh-huh. I'll tell you, the difference in the language is Low Dutch and High Dutch. The Germans speak High Dutch, and the Hollanders, they speak Low Dutch,
mm-hmm.
but it's very much similar.
Yeah, well, they had a good reason for asking.
When I was a little boy, I stayed most of the grandpa and grandma, but I grew up there and stayed with daddy and mother in Atlanta. They lived in Lakewood Heights.
But they were born in Griffin.
Well, mother was, but my daddy wasn't. You know, they used to have picture agents, enlarged pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how come they didn't meet my mother. There would be a crew of them would come to places like Griffin, and they'd make that their headquarters mm-hmm. for a while, then they'd run them a buggy and go all out the country, get portos to enlarge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And daddy had a date with my mother's sister. In fact, Miss Bennett, she died here a while back. She got Aunt Dora to have a date mm-hmm. with him. She was supposed to have a date with him. And if Aunt Dora had got dressed in time, it might not have been turned out like it did.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't think he was coming as quick as he did, so he went to buggy and come out there. So she told her sister, my mother, to entertain him till she could get to change her dress. So she went to change her dress, and they got in the buggy and run off and got married that quick.
You mean never seen her but one time?
That's right. It was on Sunday.
She was going to entertain him, and she married him and entertained him.
She got dressed, and she never did that.
And she never did marry.
No.
His Aunt Dora never did marry.
I never heard of such a quick word. That's really meeting and marrying the first
time. I got married pretty quick myself one time, but not quite that quick. I met my wife along the middle of the week and then went back and got a